Pull up, si todos tienen su pinche computadora, pull it up, 22.04, right? You will see there, the statute is this long, right? And the statute will tell you if it's divisible. Criminal negligence is punished differently. So you know that that is a separate offense, that the statute is divisible. I think recklessness is also punished differently. Act or omission is actually, you'd have to go into the case law to realize that it's not an element. In other words, it's not something, the jury is not required to find that the defendant committed the crime by act or that the defendant committed it by omission. Either or, they are means to commit an offense, and means don't matter, right? Victims, That's like kind of like it's an interesting situation, because I believe that as to elderly people, it is a separate offense, but it's unclear whether it's a separate offense for children, and so potentially it's overbroad as to children. So
that's look, my argument.
Look at that statute, because it will teach you about divisibility. Again, what is divisibility? Is whether the state statute describes several crimes, whether it's divisible, or whether it describes only one crime.
That's a good segue. Look, what's next?
Mathis. Oh, Mathis is great. I don't know how long these cases are going to last with this new Supreme Court, right? But Mathis reaffirms sort of the importance of divisibility and how you determine this. And it says, that's where they said, you go look at the statute. Are there different penalties for different elements, right? Take, for example, most drug offenses, drug statutes in the Texas Health and Safety Code, manufacture, delivery, possession with intent to deliver, of, let's say, meth. it is divisible, but only as to quantity. For purposes of the INA and whether your client is deportable, it doesn't matter that it's divisible as to quantity, right? So that's sort of, sometimes, yeah, the statute is divisible, but it doesn't matter. What matters is whether it's divisible in a way that it describes separate offenses, one which makes the your client removable, the other one in which your client is not removable. Different quantities of drugs still makes your client removable. Aggravated felonies. I love aggravated felonies. There used to be so much litigation on that, and now less so, because with the DiMaia and Bolden and all of these cases, they really have sucked the life out of aggravated felonies. If you have to realize that prior to 1988, aggravated felonies did not exist. It's actually a creature of like congressional law. They sort of, some people sat down and figured, you know what, we're going to call these aggravated felonies. And initially there were only three, like I said, murder, drug trafficking, and weapons. And over the years they started adding them. More and more aggravated felonies were listed. And then in 96, Congress made it retroactive, so that whatever conviction you obtain in 1990 or 1988, that was not an aggravated felony at the time, became an aggravated felony in 1999. If you take a look at 101A43, you will appreciate that the way in which Congress describes some aggravated felonies, some of them are with reference to like common law crime, murder, burglary, rape, right? Some of them are with reference to state statute, federal statutes. The guns, the drugs. Some of them are specifically relating to certain federal crimes, like 1324, transporting, they said smuggling, Not all transporting is smuggling, but transporting, harboring. Some of the crimes are sort of made up crimes. Fraud or deceit with a loss of 10,000. You want to be on the lookout for those sorts of crimes. Another one is crime of domestic violence. And there's not really a federal crime for that. And why are those important? Because those are analyzed by looking, by not using the categorical approach, but by using what's called a circumstance specific, which is, you know, does the federal offense, does it cover, does the state statute come within the definition of the federal offense? But they're not looking at the elements because it's not really a generic offense. Commercial bribery, I used to have one of those, but not anymore. Okay.
What happened? Okay, later.
So generic offense without regards to sentence. When you have clients with an aggravated felony, you got to start separating sort of what, you know, where does it fit in this scheme? Does it require a sentence? Does it not require a sentence? Does it use language describe or related to? Is it a crime of violence? Remember that 16B no longer, although listed in the federal statutes, it's no longer a ground of removability. And then there are offenses that have non-statutory elements, which is what I was trying to describe with example fraud with a $10,000 loss.